saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. What the miracle that I just can't get over. My name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection.
Oh yes, it is our testimony, and you are welcome. Welcome to your daily energizer, your daily faith boost. I trust that your week has been going on superbly and beautifully. Well, welcome to Friday's edition of the Daily Faith Boost, my testimony by Elevation Worship. Beautiful song right there. And it's been our song for two straight weeks. Whoa. All right. So how you doing? How's it been? How's the series been for you? Kindly drop a comment if you can. If your life is in his son, he who has the son has life. He who does not have the son does not have life. Okay. And the 13th verse now, picking from the Message translation, says the purpose John wrote to us is simply that we may know, all right, we who believe may know we have eternal life, the reality and not the illusion. So we wonder, okay, what's this life about and what can he do? And then John 4 tells us it's a well within you. John 7 says it's a mighty river. So how we got to Ezekiel 47? John 7 says that as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. And then we're wondering, okay, when exactly and where exactly did the scripture say? So, I mean, we'll quickly just, what do we do? All right. Verse 1, Ezekiel 47. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple. I'm using the NKJV, New King James. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate, led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out of the right. This is still the water flowing from the temple. Have in mind what Jesus said. And have in mind also not just the capacity or the power or the, you know, the potential. All right. Water that has life. Water that is alive. So anywhere the water gets to, it brings healing. It means this water, anywhere it goes, whatever it touches will be healed. So look at verse 9. And wherever the double river goes, every living, that the waters of the sea may be healed and made fresh, and everything shall live wherever the river goes. Verse 10 says, the fishermen shall stand on the banks of the Dead Sea from En-Gedi even to En-Eglan shall, all right, be a place, all right, to spread nets. Their fish shall be of very many kinds, as great as the fishes of the Mediterranean, all right? Or as the fish of the great, you know, all Mediterranean Sea. Now, the Mediterranean Sea in size is huge. That's the sea right above Africa. And then the Dead Sea isn't, all right? Half of that size. Not at all. And then amazingly, the fishes of the Dead Sea, now made fresh by the supernaturally living water, suddenly can become as numerous as that. This is miraculous. Anything dead comes alive. Anything unproductive becomes productive. Out of his belly, the river came. Verse 10, again, the fishermen shall stand on the banks of the river, on the banks of the Dead Sea. All right, from En Gedi even to En Eglet shall be a place to spread nets. Their fish shall be of very many kinds, as the fish of the great or Mediterranean Sea. Its swamps and marshes will not be wholesome for animal life. They shall, as the river subsides, be left entrusted and with salt and given over to it. I would like to keep verse 12 when we're back from the Message translation. So Message now, okay? From the 8th verse. Message translation from verse 8. He said to me, this water flows east, descends to the Arabah, and then into the sea of stagnant water. When it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Oh, hallelujah. When it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish. Great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. Can you hear that? The river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. It now goes again to say, wherever the river flows, life abounds. All the river needs to do is get there. Anywhere the river gets to, whatever is dead will come alive. Anywhere the river gets to. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Ooh, hallelujah. Once again, wherever the river flows, life abounds. Fishermen will stand shoulder to shoulder along the shore from En Gedi all the way to the north, all right, all the way north to En Eglet, casting their nets. The sea will teem with fish of all kinds, like the fish of the great Mediterranean. The swamps and the marshes won't become fresh. They will stay salty. This gets interesting. I mean, it gets super, like, interesting, and I would love to believe it's giving a clearer picture of what Jesus said in John 7. Out of his belly will flow. And he said the scriptures had said it. Where? I believe it's Ezekiel 47. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly. So the source is the belly. Please understand that. Well, I would explain that in some minutes. The source is the belly. But the interesting part is this river flows. Oh, and the river has life. The river has life. Anywhere the river gets to, whatever it touches, wherever it goes, whatever is dead will come alive, whatever is not productive suddenly becomes productive. Then it gets amazing. Now, do you remember that there were trees on both sides of the river? All right, let me show you again in the 7th verse. All right. He took me to the bank of the river. While sitting at the bank, I'm reading Message translation now. I noticed a lot of trees on both sides of the river. So verse 12 now. But the river itself on both banks will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Oh, this is beautiful. Please listen. But the river itself on both banks will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Their leaves won't wither. Their fruit won't fail. Every month they will bear fresh fruit because the water or the river flows from the sanctuary to them. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. Allow me, please, read this one more time. But the river itself on both banks of the river will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Their leaves won't wither. Not at all. Their fruit will not fail. They will not stop or fail to give fruit every month. Every month they will bear fresh fruit. Guys, what tree produces every month? Every month they will bear fresh fruit because the river from the sanctuary is flowing to them. They are not just planted by the rivers of water. They are planted by the rivers of the water that is flowing from the sanctuary. So there's something anointed. There's something supernatural about this, because it maintains the fact that the source is the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food. Their leaves will be for healing. Anybody who eats of it will be nourished. And then the leaves will be for healing. It will be medicinal. It will bring power to people. Hallelujah. Amplify Classic in the verse 12 now, the 12th verse. And on the banks of the river, on both, you know, its sides, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves would not fail, nor shall their fruit fail to meet the demand. I'm like, okay, can we apply already? Can we apply already? Oh, come on, wherever the river flows, life will flourish. Wherever. That means if that river flows into you, whatever they said was dead, whatever they said was not working, will work. Whatever they said was dead will come alive. Wherever the river flows, fishes will begin to appear. Nobody planted them. Nobody brought them in. And the last part, the trees. Fruit will be for food, healing for nations. Something is happening in this place. All right. So he says it will not fail. All right. The fruit will not fail to meet the demand. That means the more you flourish, no matter what is demanded of you, you'll be capable to supply. Each tree will bring forth new fruit every month. Now, please listen to this. I'm reading the Amplified. All right. Each fruit will bring forth new fruit every month. These supernatural qualities, Amplified said so, Amplified Classic. Now, that's AMPC in case you need to check. These supernatural qualities being because these waters come out from the sanctuary. All right? So, like I said earlier, they are not just planted by the rivers of water. They are flowing from a sanctuary. The rivers are flowing from the temple. The fruit shall be for food and their leaves for healing. How beautiful can this get? So like, seriously beautiful. So this is Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel sees a vision, talks about it. Jesus makes reference and says, as the scripture said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. But allow me take you straight now to the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. Where you're like, okay, Revelations, what are we doing there today? Because there's something beautiful written in it. Are you ready? All right, Revelations 22, verse 1. Then he showed me the river whose waters give life. This excites me already. Then he showed me the river whose waters give life, sparkling like crystal, flowing out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. I'm reading the Amplified Classic. Verse 2. Through the middle of the broadway of the street, also on either side of the river, was the tree of life. On one side, on the other. Did you get that? Either side of the river was the tree of life with its 12 varieties of fruit, yielding each month its fresh crops. The leaves of the tree were for healing and the restoration of the nations. Anybody like, no, this is exactly what Ezekiel talked about. This is it. This is it, guys. Now, this is a little more descriptive. It says again in verse 1, then he showed me the river whose water gives life. Did you get it now? The river of life. The river has life. The river gives life. The river is alive. There's just something about the river. All right. And he says this river, sparkling like crystal, flowing out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. The river flows out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Remember, I told us it's the temple, the sanctuary. So guess what the temple is? The temple and the sanctuary is the house of God. The river is flowing from the house of God. The river is flowing from the temple, the sanctuary where God lives. Hallelujah. That's where the river comes from. No one that amplifies says it has supernatural qualities. It's not just mere river waters from the beachside. You know, where you find some coconut tree. Oh, this is supernatural. This is beautifully supernatural. Through the middle of the Broadway of the city, also on either side of the river, was the tree of life. That means it wasn't one tree. It says either side. So Ezekiel didn't call it the tree of life. He just said there were trees. But watch this. He said the tree of life with its 12 variety of fruits yielding each month. I believe this might be a reason why Jesus spoke to the fig tree and said, no man eats fruit from you hereafter again. Because from where Jesus comes from, the trees always in and out of season. And there's nothing like that in the kingdom. I know in Genesis, God made times and seasons for the earth, guys. I don't think there are times and seasons in heaven. See what the Bible is saying about it. All right, that the trees yield fruit every month, never unfruitful, ever productive. This is the life of the new creation. This is it because Jesus said in John 7, if any man thirst, let him come to me, let him drink. And as the scripture said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly will flow, hallelujah, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So you might ask yourself, okay, what is the river? Don't forget now, John 7, when Jesus said, the Bible said, this spake he of the Holy Spirit. It says the Spirit has not yet been given. Jesus had not been glorified, so the Spirit could not be received. So he said the river was the Spirit. That's why in Ezekiel, all right, you see it coming from the sanctuary. And in Revelations, you don't see the Holy Spirit mentioned. We see this water is flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb. You wonder, so where's the Holy Ghost? I see the Father. I see Jesus. I don't see the Holy Ghost. In John 15, 26, Amplified Classic. But when the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby comes, whom I will send to you from the Father. Please note what it now says. The Spirit of Truth who comes, in bracket, it now says, proceeds from the Father. He himself will testify regarding me. The Spirit comes. The Spirit proceeds from the Father. The Spirit flows from the Father. That's what he's saying here. That's what you see in Revelations, that the water is flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. That water, therefore, is the Spirit. The water is the Spirit. The water is the Spirit. Are you getting this? So yes, Revelation might say in a pictorial form, but Jesus clearly, guys, said it here in John 7. So let me just read it in clear terms how Jesus said it and how John puts it. Oh, on the last day, 37, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and let him drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. But this spake he concerning the Spirit. Oh, whom those believing in him will receive. For the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. So Ezekiel's vision was about the Holy Ghost. What John saw in the book of Revelation was about the Holy Ghost. Jesus says it's the Spirit. John says, yeah, it's the Spirit. It's the Spirit. Out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. So we might say, well, out of the belly of the Holy Spirit is flowing rivers of the living water. But guess what, child of God? 1 Corinthians 3:16 says you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God has his permanent dwelling in you. So if the water flows from the Holy Ghost, I believe the Holy Ghost also is the water. Now the Holy Ghost lives in you. So now we can say out of your belly flows. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, you are the temple, and the Spirit lives in you. And Ezekiel says the water flows from the temple. So the water now flows from you. And God lives in you. Jesus said, the Father and I will come and make our home in you. He that thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And as the scripture said, out of his belly will flow. Listen, if this water is medicinal, if this water brings healing, if the leaves will heal, if the water will revive the Dead Sea and make it productive, what then is the Spirit of God doing in us? Hallelujah. No wonder Romans 8:11 says, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, if it lives in us, the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead will give life to us. He will give life to our mortal bodies. Oh, come on. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. The Spirit gives life. He's a life giver. He's a life giver. Oh, if anywhere the river went in Ezekiel, there was life, there was productivity. It means anywhere the Spirit is, there is life, there's productivity. As the doctor said something about your body, as he said something about your health, child of God, as he said something about it, is there something weakening, sickening around you? You have life. You have life. You have the Spirit that gives life. You have the Spirit that revives. I speak to your womb. I mean, you even look at it, read it, listen to this again if you can, like once or twice. Speak to your womb. Speak to your brain. Speak to your bones. Speak to your blood. Speak to your throat and your lungs, and just speak life. Speak life. The Spirit is in me. He gives life to me. The Spirit is in me. I have life in me. And because the Spirit is in you, child of God, when you get to your place of work, because you live in a home, when you get to your place of business, the rivers come. And anywhere the river is, there's life. Stop grumbling and crying and saying, my business is not moving. My things are not moving. Nothing is happening. No, He makes you productive. He makes you bring forth all manners of fruit every month. You're productive. Child of God, you cannot but be productive, because the river that gives life is in you. The Spirit that gives life, that will make you productive every month, make you fruitful every month. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in you, child of God. You are not barren. You cannot be barren. If the Dead Sea can come alive, there is nothing dead. Jesus stood at the tomb of Lazarus and said, I am the resurrection and the life. It means life doesn't fear death. What did they say is dead around you? What do you know is dead about you? It comes alive in the name of Jesus. It comes alive in the name of Jesus. It comes alive. It comes alive. It comes alive. It comes alive in the name of Jesus, child of God. It comes alive. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Speak to your nerves. Listen to this again. Look at it and take yourself this weekend on a meditation with this. Go on a meditation. Go on a blast. Speak this to every part of you. And let it be your thought every day, because this is our testimony. God has given us eternal life. I have eternal life. You have eternal life. I have eternal life. You have eternal life. Whatever is dead comes alive, and nothing dies after that. Everything lives in me. Everything lives in you. We have life. Hallelujah. We have life. Businesses are coming alive. Dead wombs are coming alive. Dead things are coming alive. Whatever is not productive becomes fruitful. Every month, there's no bad season anywhere in the kingdom where we come from. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Have you downloaded the message, Understanding Life, from the website? Please visit lyrexonosia.com. Download Understanding Life and any other over 80 messages there to bless you, child of God. Over 80 messages that will radically bless you. Please download. please listen. All right, I will look forward to seeing you. Join me, please, on Sunday, 5 p.m. Nigerian time. Influence of the Spirit for an exceptional, beautiful episode. And please share. All right, listen again and again. I believe you share. I love you. Thanks for always joining in. Please stand on the testimony. Enjoy this life, because that's what the Father has blessed us with, and the devil can't hurt us with this anymore. All right, blessings, blessings, and blessings in the name of Jesus.